And Jesus said, "No." Bible thought. The man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." Mark chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Many famous people have mobs of admirers who everywhere they go, they're wanting to be close to this person who has influenced them. Jesus was surrounded by people who were wanting to be with him. When the demon-possessed man was cured by Jesus, he was so grateful that he just wanted to be with this special person who could perform miracles. He knew what he was like before the miracle, and he wanted to stay close to Jesus. But Jesus had other plans for this man. So many times in prayer, we ask for what we want. Jesus knew there would be a tendency to pray for our will, so he instructed us to pray for God's will to be done. God knows a higher purpose in answering prayers. After this man was healed, he left and went into a large area consisting of 10 cities to spread his testimony about Christ. He was a great evangelist. When we face prayers that are not answered with a yes, could it be that God has a higher will for us? Could we turn our handicaps and burdens into blessings to tell others what Jesus has done for us? We can give a positive response to no from God. Our most loving Heavenly Father, help our unbelief. Help us look for ways to tell others about what you have done for us. Guard our minds from the evil one. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Cheryl Jennings, Fort Worth, Texas.